Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Preshu Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 7 The Behavior of a Perfect Person Chapter 13 Verse Number 30 Dehadibir Daiva Tantrer Atmana Sukham Ihata Dukhayat Dukhatyayam Chanisaya Chanisasya Kriya Moga Krita Krita Dehadibir Daivatantrer Atmana Sukham Ihata Dukhatyayam Chanisasya Kriya Moga Krita Krita Dehadibir Daivatantrer Atmana Sukham Ihata Dukhatyayam Chinisasya Kriya Moga Krita Krita Dehadibir Daivatantrer Atmana Sukham Ihata Atyayam chinisasya Kriya moga krita krita Teya adibi With the body, mind, ego, and intelligence. Daivatanchai Under the control of superior power. Atmana of the self. Sukham happiness. Ihata searching after. Dukkha atyayam diminution of miserable conditions. Cha also. Anisasya of the living entity. Fully under the control of material nature. Kriya plans and activities. Moga krita krita being baffled again and again. Translation. The Avadhut Paramahamsa Python Sannyasi continues to speak to Prahlad Maharaj. The living entity tries to achieve happiness and rid himself of the cause of distress, but because the various bodies of the living entities are under the full control of material nature, all his plans in different bodies, one after another, are ultimately baffled. So we can say together, the living entity tries to achieve happiness and rid himself of the cause of distress, but because the various bodies of the living entities are under the full control of material nature, all his plans in different bodies, one after another, are ultimately baffled. Purport by his divine grace, ISKCON's founder, Charya, savior of the most fallen, savior of the entire universe, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Because the materialist is in gross ignorance of how the laws of material nature act upon him as a result of his fruitive activity, he mistakenly plans to enjoy bodily comfort and the human form of life through so-called economic development, through pious activities for elevation to the higher planetary systems, and in many other ways. But factually, he becomes a victim of the reactions of his fruitive activities. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated as the Supersoul within the cores of the hearts of all living entities. As the Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, verse number 15, Sarvasya chaham vidhi sannivishto mata smritir dhyanam apohanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. The desires and activities of the living being are observed by the Supersoul, who is the Upadrasta, the overseer, and who orders material nature to fulfill the various desires of the living being. As clearly stated in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, verse number 61, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Riddesh Arjuna Tishtati Ramanyan Sarva Bhutan Bhutani Nyancha Rudani Mayaya. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart, and as one desires, the Lord gives one various types of bodies which are like machines. Riding on such a machine, the living entity wanders throughout the universe under the control of material nature and its modes. Thus the living being is not at all free to act, but is fully under the control of material nature, which is fully under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As soon as a living entity is victimized by material desires to lord it over material nature, he is subjected to the control of material nature, which is supervised by the Supreme Soul. The result is that one again and again makes plans and is baffled. But as foolish as he is, he cannot see the cause of his bafflement. This cause is distinctly stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Because one has not surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he must work under the control of material nature and its stringent laws. Daivihi esha gunamahi mama maya duratyaya. The only means of becoming free from this entanglement is to surrender to the Supreme Lord. In the human form of life, the living entity must accept this instruction from the Supreme Person, Krishna. Sarva dharman prichaja mam ekam sharanam braja. Do not plan to achieve happiness and drive away distress. You will never be successful. Simply surrender unto me. Unfortunately, however, the living entity does not accept the Supreme Lord's clearly stated instructions from Bhagavad Gita, and thus he becomes a perpetual captive of the laws of material nature. Yagnartat karmano nyatra loko yam karma bandhana. If one does not act for the satisfaction of Krishna, who is known as Vishnu or Yajna, he must be entangled in the reactions of fruitive activities. These reactions are called papa and punya, sinful and pious. By pious activities, one is elevated to the higher planetary systems, and by impious activities, one is degraded to lower species of life in which he is punished by the laws of nature. In the lower species of life, there is an evolutionary process, and when the term of the living entity's imprisonment or punishment in the lower species is finished, he is again offered a human form and given a chance to decide for himself which way he should plan. If he again misses the opportunity, he is again put into the cycle of birth and death, going sometimes higher and sometimes lower, turning on the samsara chakra, the wheel of material existence. As a wheel sometimes goes up and sometimes comes down, the stringent laws of material nature make the living entity in material existence sometimes happy and sometimes distressed. How he suffers in the cycle of happiness and distress is described in the next verse. Om Agyanati Marandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Dhena Tasmai Shri Gravena Maha Shri Chaitanya Manobishnam Stapidam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupagada Mayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Uta Parakamalam Shri Garun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagranaha Raghunatan Vitam Dam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabudutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakavitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Sarito Bangor Mama Mandar Mater Gati Matsarvasva Padam Bahujao Radha Madana Mohano Dibyad Brindaranya Kalpa Drumada Srimad Ratnagara Srinasanasto Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prastalabhi Savyamano Smarami Sriman Rasa Rasarambi Bamsi Bhattatatastita Karshan Venu Svanar Gopir Gopinatha Sriyestuna Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Brindavaneshvari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tirubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Titanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasari Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Dehadi Bir Daiva Tantrer Atmana Sukham Iyata Dukhadyayam chani sasya kriya moga krita krita. The living entity tries to achieve happiness and rid himself of the cause of distress. But because the various bodies of the living entities are under the full control of material nature, all his plans in different bodies, one after another, are ultimately baffled. So it was described earlier that a saintly person's purpose remains undisclosed until he actually speaks. This is the main characteristic that one can understand what is the quality of a person. What do they speak about? Actually, Srila Prabhupada has said that the symptom of one who loves Krishna, the Paramahamsa stage, he said you will know that you are on the Paramahamsa stage if you cannot bear to let a moment go by without describing the glories of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Prabhupada would say, he would make a funny sound, you get together and make this caw caw like crows or frogs croaking. Gramyakata. Raghunath Das Goswami was given to the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami to supervise and give him all instructions on his progressive advancement. But still, he wanted a personal instruction from Lord Chaitanya, who said, I've already appointed Swarup Damodar as your instructor. Indeed, he knows even more than I do. But if you want some instruction, you can take indication from these words. Do not speak like ordinary people or hear what they say. You should not dress yourself very luxuriantly or eat very palatable foods. Always keep yourself pure and simple, and within your heart of hearts, always try to find the means to serve Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. So we see here Prahlad Maharaj himself, who was on the topmost platform of Paramahamsa Vaishnava, Paramahamsa Thakur. He went out to study the nature of saintly persons throughout the universe with his personal entourage or cabinet of ministers. And he came upon this great saintly person. And so we're hearing his speeches here. Most people, by and large, by the modes of ignorance and passion, primarily ignorance, do not understand what they are doing, what it actually leads to, what is the result. Prabhupada said, if they actually, one reason why they're averse to hear our direct preaching, because if they were to own up to it and accept it, they would shudder at the thought of what they're implicating themselves in. And here in today's verse, it's described that one, to fulfill material desires, unlimited material desires, as he was saying earlier, due to insatiable lusty desires, I was transmigrating through the cycle of repeated birth and death. And here's a more vivid picture. You have to go through all a systematic order, 8,400,000 species of life. If you listen to Prabhupada's lectures, he is repeating this point again and again and again. Why are there so many different species of life? To provide the living entity an opportunity to enjoy material desire in a certain way. And of course, because this is completely unnatural to our real position, Jivaras Rupoy Krishnara Nityadas, Sanatan Goswami, showing the example for all of us, as the proper disciple becomes surrendered to the spiritual master, fully realizing that all his attempts to be happy in this material world and the bodily conception of life are complete useless waste of time. Ke Ami, who am I? Why do I have to suffer the threefold miseries of repeated birth and death? People praise me, or in his case, Sanatana Goswami, who was high-pointed minister, or in maybe other persons' cases, disrespect me because of my bodily position. Like the British, they conquered India, and they thought that the non-white races were lower. And they developed this philosophy that, you know, English rule is heaven and God sent, and that all of you people of color must subject to it. Horrible. That is what they thought. So, this material world is filled with duality, filled with injustice. If you want to try to enjoy on the material platform, invariably you will be, to accomplish that enjoyment, putting others into distress and vice versa. So this is the wheel of repeated birth and death, the samsara chakra, sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes high, sometimes low. Sometimes having more of the main material opulences, wealth, beauty, aristocracy, good education, sometimes less. By good activities, by piety, one gains these things. By impious activity, one loses these things. But whether pious or impious, it's simply based on the false ego trying to imitate Krishna and his enjoyment in the spiritual world. Real intelligence is to awaken again, as we were hearing, I am the source of knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. By the blessing of Krishna, one gets Guru. And by the blessing of Guru, one gets Krishna. We are chanting every day in Prabhupada Samadhi, the spiritual master is receiving benediction from the ocean of mercy. Just like a cloud, as we see a nice rainstorm just now, pours water on a forest fire to extinguish it. So the spiritual master is delivering the materially afflicted world by pouring upon the rain of mercy that is coming from Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, I take full shelter and offer full respects to such a spiritual master who is an ocean of auspicious qualities. So this is actually the difference between the life of animals, or in this human form of life, those who are walking, dvipada pashu, they're human beings, they have two legs, but they're actually an animal consciousness, and that of real human life. Human life means to follow the Vedas, follow the authorized instructions of the Lord, which come down through the revealed scriptures, the Vedas, and his authorized representatives of Diksha and Shiksha Gurus, those who are actually by qualification on the post of Acharya, and those others who are following their directives, Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. Then one will be guided properly, and one will be able to know what to do in any given time, place, and circumstance within this material world. He who has given me eyes to see, he is my Lord birth after birth. From him, ecstatic love, prema, emanates. Prabhupada says in one place, one should always strive to develop one's love of Godhead, and that will solve all contending problems. This is the Premanam Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prema Dharma. Golokera Prema Dharma Haninam Sankirtan. So as Goloka Vrindavan is the topmost sphere, all Vaikuntha planets are based upon Goloka Vrindavan. Ultimately, all rasas and relationships are either systemic or perverted reflections of the Lord's pure Vraja rasas, Madhurya, Vatsalya, Sakya, and Vatsalya relationships. So by following the pure devotees, and particularly our Rupanuga Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, they are in the topmost position in service to the supreme form of the Lord, Svayamrup Bhagavan, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Then that supreme potency coming from that topmost realm will filter down very systematically and harmoniously and automatically by pouring water on the root of the tree, all the roots and trunk, branches, limbs, leaves are automatically taken care of. So we see when Srila Prabhupada came, you look at that wonderful video, black and white, and he's speaking in his room at 26 Second Avenue. My mission is to spread the chanting of Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra. And all of our acharyas have affirmed that the main way to make advancement is through the chanting of Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra. In this age of Kali, there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way than chanting the holy name of the Lord. Srila Narottam Das Thakur, in his Sri Prema Bhakti Chandrika, The Moonlight of Loving Devotion, which is 9 songs, the first song in which our Sri Guru Charana Padma appears, those 4 verses are actually the first 4 verses of, I believe, altogether, anyway, 18 or 20 verses. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says, to serve the residents of Vrindavan who felt profound separation from Krishna when he left Vrindavan to reside in Mathura and Dwarka is our supreme constitutional position. And this is recommended to us by our Srila Prabhupada. He writes in the Krishna book that the spiritual feelings separation, this is in the chapter, the gopis' feelings of separation, to feel separation while constantly engaged in the service of the Lord is the perfection of the Krishna consciousness movement. The spiritual masters should enrich their disciples to the highest limit of feelings in separation. And that, of course, is the paragon, epitome, and topmost super excellence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descent, to glorify and spread the facility of that pure Vraja Prema Bhakti. Narottam Das Thakur says, O mind, just this one time accept Lord Krishna as your supreme master. I tell you the truth, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna's lotus feet are supremely glorious. Their pastimes are glorious. Their land, their Brajapur, is glorious. And their friends, the Saki gopis and Manjari gopis, are glorious. And in the same mood of serious caution that we're hearing in today's purport, Narottam Das Thakur says, this material body which one attains because of his previous pious and impious deeds is temporary. And the foolish attempt by all conditioned souls to accumulate more and more wealth is a clever trick of the illusory potency, Maya. When the material body dies, what will happen to all the carefully collected wealth? Where will it go? We see here in Vrindavan that very pious, even more than pious, devotees who were very wealthy made fabulous temples. The Shahaji brothers in 1876, they built what was supposed to be a new temple for Sri Sri Radharaman. It's also called the Twisted Pillar Temples. Very beautiful. And it cost a fabulous amount of money. And what they did, they had in marble their pictures with their family members put on the floor in entrance to the deity room, to the temple hall, so that all the pilgrims, for as long as the temple would exist, would walk upon them and they would get the dust of their lotus feet. Similarly, Lal Babu Mandir, the very, very wealthy, and he built that temple, spent his wealth, and then accepted the position of a mendicant performing madhukari, even begging from the homes of his previous political or capitalistic enemies, actually winning over their hearts by his sincere surrender and humility. Oh mind, don't work day and night with a great struggle simply to collect money. You are so foolish that you constantly work for such a fleeting goal. A monarch's kingdom is just like the dramatic performance of an actor. Although one sees them, they are never actually real, but only a pretense arranged by the illusory energy Maya. Oh mind, don't pay attention to these false material things. Fix your mind always on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Fear his displeasure, which means always be concerned for his pleasure. Don't be concerned with other things. Take great care only to serve the divine couple, and don't let any other activity touch you. Know that the chanting of the holy names of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is the supreme spiritual meditation. Please don't try to raise any objection to this or try to present any other evidence any other evidence confirming any other view. Please engage in pure devotional service, which cannot be followed by the fruit of workers, speculative philosophers, or pseudo-devotees. Just accept the opinion of the exalted devotees in Braja as the perfect and complete explanation of the absolute truth. And so, having come to understand what is the actual meaning and theme of life, then one feels great compassion for those lacking this knowledge, being, as we're hearing, forced by strong Maya, completely under the grip of material nature, just like they've like a silkworm weaves himself into a cocoon and cannot get out. They're bound by their previous pious and impious activities, which guide them to strongly desire to do more and more of the same. The foolish cannot understand how the living entity quits his body and takes another, Krishna instructs in the 6th verse of the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. But one whose eyes are trained in knowledge can see clearly. He who gave me eyes to see is my Lord, birth after birth. If you're at all thankful to me for what I've given you, then give it to others. And this is actually how we can begin to understand what are the real moods of the true Brajbasis, who are never selfish. We are recommended to cultivate the moods of Audarya and Madhurya, and we see how our acharyas, they resided both in Vrindavan and Mayapur. Even the great Sarvabhauma, commander-in-chief, Jagannath Das Babaji, at a very old age, he left Vrindavan and to reside in the last years of his life in Mayapur. He left his body there. And they say, Babaji, you know, why are you leaving? You know, you should stay in Vrindavan. He said, all of you are very advanced devotees. I'm not so advanced. I need the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So he went. Of course, that's very highly, very refined sentiments of humility that are mixed with very deep, profound, and multifaceted, perfected spiritual sentiments, no doubt. But for the sake of the present discussion, that we have been given a process of sadhana, preaching and giving Krishna consciousness to others. So Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhakti Sananta Saraswati Thakur so adamant on this that by their strong desire and potency, what used to be a very secluded and sacred place, Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya attempted to go to Vrindavan. You can read that chapter, the Lord's attempt to go to Sri Vrindavan. And then there's a further chapter, he actually made it, the Lord's visit to Vrindavan, that many people were coming with him, and it was a great disturbance. And then Lord Chaitanya got fed up with it, and he said, Sanatan Goswami gave me good advice, that Vrindavan is a very sacred place. It is very confidential and invincible. It is not meant to become with big crowds of people, you know, like that. The mystic art of their lordships is they want to see us come together as community, like we're here in the class and we take darshan together, but each of us is with them alone. Simultaneously, or they're with us alone. Each one has a unique relationship, but at the same time, the coming together in proper Vaishnav harmony is something very beautiful and desirable for their lordships to see. We come together not fighting, but come together in true Vaishnav spirit. Now, like when Prabhupada first was given this land, who's going to come all the way out to Ramanrethi? It's in the boondocks, you know, and same thing in Gaur Govinda Maharaj's Bhuvaneshwar project. Now, where a temple of Krishna is established by a Maha Bhagavat pure devotee, then all kinds of miracles happen. So now, in Prabhupada's vision, this Sri Vrindavan Krishna Bhava Mandir has become a lazy, intelligent Brahmins preaching paradise. We hear every day, like the weekends, at least 1,000 books go out effortlessly with not much, you know, just by people coming here. And in regular days, then what, like no less than 500 books. It's very wonderful. And there's so much opportunity to engage people in Krishna consciousness. This is such a wonderful feature. And we engage 750 new visitors in chanting their first round of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in Prabhupada's Samadhi. Prabhupada is continuing to preach from his Samadhi in Samadhi Museum. It's just wonderful. Kriyeshwari, Svadeshwari, Pramodakan, and Eshwari. Lord Shiva describes in the Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavaraj that Srimati Radharani is the one and only authority who regulates everyone's entrance into Sri Vrindavan Dham. So that all these people are coming, it's very wonderful, and they're meant to be advanced more than just be given the ticket or green light to enter into Vrindavan Dham, but they should be given more facility. And our preaching all over the world is to bring people to Sri Vrindavan. When Prabhupada first came to Vrindavan with his World Sankirtan party, the residents of Vrindavan were so deeply impressed. They had a grand welcome ceremony, and I believe at the time was Vishvambhar Goswami was the chief of Radha Raman, and he was the chief guest. The mayor wrote a speech, and they called Srila Prabhupada their hometown hero because he is spreading our culture of Braja Bhakti all over the world. And seeing the American and Europeans, of course, your memory of the tyranny of the British Raj was still a lot there. It was just only 24 years before that India had become independent, and many of the elder persons present that remembered that, and seeing the white people being converted to their original culture, it moved them to tears. So much impressive. So we should take these things very seriously. Krishna consciousness is not just for me or just for a few of us, but we're actually following in the spirit, in the mood of our Sainapati Bhakta, pure devotee, spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, who, the supreme revolutionary, who wants to give Krishna consciousness to the entire world. So by doing our level best to participate in this spreading of Krishna consciousness according to time, place, and circumstance in our position, this is the best way to advance your own Krishna consciousness, as recommended by Srila Prabhupada. He said, this is the mood of a Vaishnava. He doesn't wish to be liberated alone. What to speak of being liberated alone? He doesn't even want to go back to Godhead before everyone else goes back. Let everyone go first. We see with like heroic people, you know, like the firemen or the Twin Towers in New York, you know, they all go in and they want to make sure everybody's out. You know, and some lost their lives doing that. Of course, for the pure devotee, it's actually established there's no losing one's life. Being a heroic, the term came up, lifeguard. Such an advanced devotee will never fall down, Prabhupada writes in one place, because Krishna will give him special protection. And we see that Srila Prabhupada risked everything and accomplished. It's extraordinary. We can go on for all of eternity, Abhi Jas Gusak Tribhuvana, uncovering more and more of the glories of Srila Prabhupada's empowered preaching. Krishna Shakti Tarapavartana. It's described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This potency to spread Vraja Prema Bhakti is the most confidentially stored potency. Very, very special. So we should be very, very eager to serve Srila Prabhupada and have him, by submission and service, more and more grant us understanding of the intricacies and glories of this very specially stored potency. And always thinking that going forward, that on his behalf, anything I can do, it is all for the credit of Srila Prabhupada. I'll conclude. There's a very nice prayer from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is his last writing. Lord Jagannath gave him an order. Now you sit down in Jagannath Puri. He had worked so hard all of his life to resurrect and renovate pure Gaudiya Vaishnavism, paving the way for Srila Bhakti Sananta Saraswati Thakur to continue. And by this chanting, the Lord told him, you will deliver the entire world. So when the Paramahamsa is ordered by the Lord to just simply sit down and chant Hare Krishna. So this is his last verse ever spoken. Of course, he gave false shruti to one who reads all these 12 verses, but we won't say that. This is a very beautiful prayer. We can all enter into it. And it is a very profound begging for the mercy of the Vaishnavas. As a spirit soul, my natural tendency is to be eternally situated in the loving devotional service of Lord Hari. However, due to the strong power and influence of the Lord's Mahamaya, I have somehow plunged deeply into the fathomless ocean of material sorrow and grief. I shall transcend this world of Maya and go to the spiritual world only by faithfully following these self-imposed vows every day. And vows to perform pure devotional service, one pointed, Kevala Bhakti. And the only way I will get the strength to follow these vows is by attaining the mercy of all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. Prabhupada says in one place, it's not that the Lord is only pleased with the topmost devotees. He's pleased even with the beginning devotees. And he will give them all encouragement and instruction to come to the topmost position if they continue the course. We see in the, Kalidas, in the Antya Leela, he had such faith in all Vaishnavas that he wanted to get the remnants, their food remnants, the remnant of the dust from their lotus feet, no matter what caste they were in, no matter what position in society. And he was awarded a unique and unprecedented mercy that no one else could get. Lord Chaitanya would wash his feet in the Garuda stump, near the there was an entranceway to the temple before coming by the Garuda stumba, and it was a long-standing rule that no living entity could dare try to take that water. So Kalidas appeared, put out his hand, one, two, three. And then Lord Chaitanya said, I have fulfilled your desire as far as possible. Now please stop. And Kaviraj Goswami says, he knew that he had full faith in Vaishnavas, so therefore he was given this supreme mercy. The mercy of all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, may their causeless mercy and soft-hearted compassion, which wards off, it's like scares away, all illusion, become my exclusive guide and friend for all of time everlasting. Hare Krishna. The verse once again, Dehadibir Daivatantrer Atmana Sukham Iyata Dukat Dukatyayam Chinisasya Kriya Moga Kritakrita. The living entity tries to achieve happiness and rid himself of the cause of distress. But because the various bodies of the living entities are under the full control of material nature, all his plans in different bodies, one after another, are ultimately baffled. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Anyone have any questions or comments? Marsh, thank you for patiently sitting.
Especially about the mood of the Prabhupada and how it is. And that part is not really to get involved in fighting, especially for the Prabhupada.
Yeah. There's a verse that says that the liberated acharyas, they have crossed the ocean of material existence on the boat of transcendental knowledge. You know, an ordinary boat, it crosses on the other side. But the miraculous thing, even though the boat is crossed, the boat still remains on this side. So, kind of simultaneously. And certainly, for one who has taken the vows of initiation, diksha, that the promise of the spiritual master is that he will take you back home, back to Godhead. Even that you aren't qualified to go back in this lifetime, which we're told that we should be. Finish your business in this lifetime. Don't wait for another life. It's possible to do it. The spiritual master will come back for you. So, that is his mercy. Thank you. All right, we'll end on that note. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir Ki Jai, Nittai Gaur Premanandi Hari Bol.